sin as unbelievers, we are minus the righteousness of God. How are we going to attain the righteousness of God? It is going to be by our faith. And God acts on that faith and imputes to us a righteousness. But there is also the concept of living righteousness, living a righteous life. People, until you come face to face with the reality of your sins and how horrible your sins are and what damage sin does in your relationship with God and in your relationship with each other, you're not going to appreciate what Christ did on the cross and how simple God has made the recovery. There is no greater burden than the burden of sin for the unbeliever or the believer, and there's not a thing we can do about it. Not a thing. So He must do it. And as born again believers, when we are in sin, don't kid yourself, you are not living in righteousness. This is going to have to come to us by an act of God. And something that we do is going to appropriate God to act in my life to bring us from the power of sin and deliver us and save us into that righteous life. And here it is. The pattern is established. Please look at it again. Please understand it. At the end, in verse 22, even the righteousness of God, because righteousness is very important in 1 John, the righteousness of God through faith. This is how God is always going to act in our lives. Through faith in Jesus Christ. This is for the unbeliever. It is by faith. For all those who believe. State it again and again and again. It's faith that God is going to act on. Who believe? For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Being justified, continuing the sentence, being justified as a gift by His grace. Please look up here. Being justified, this is our justification as unbelievers. This is our justification as believers. We are constantly being justified as believers. We are once and for all positionally justified by redemptive salvation. But when you and I sin, you and I have to recover from that state of sin again. You and I have to come out from underneath the power of sin. When you and I were saved from the penalty of sin, we were not delivered from the power of sin in this life. In heaven, in eternity, there will be no presence of sin in your life. There will be no penalty of sin, no power of sin. It's completely removed. But right now, you and I come under the power of sin. We are going to sin. And we have to understand how horrible it is. Not so much to the point that we dread and fear and allow others to put you so far down you feel guilty that God can't even use you. But we must not try to deny the effect of sin in our life. And the only way we're going to be redeemed, the only way we're going to be justified again as born-again believers, is going to be by that same way in which we entered it, by faith. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short, fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. This is why I added, it must be compatible with grace. It not only must God do it alone,